All right, Shalom Aleichem, Rav Elazar. We're continuing Parag Vav. Rav Chaim resumes some of the more esoteric descriptions of how our mitzvot impact on the Olamos Elyonim, but also adds some practical points. Let's begin after the footnote concludes. We'll start with page Yud Ches. I'm sorry, let's start with the bottom of Yud Tes. B'cheinim etzis kulim kashurim etlim b'mkor sharshin ha'alim b'sidrei pirkei makava b'shir komash ha'olam es kulim sh'kol mitzvah pratis b'sharshin kolas ribe ribban kochos v'oros m'sidrei shir ha'koma. Just as we described earlier, that the individual, because of how his neshama is linked up to higher realms, stretching as high as the kisei ha'kavod and above the kisei ha'kavod, and that's how it has the koach to make a difference in all successive worlds that are beneath it, in a trickle-down fashion. Given that man is designed, and the universe is designed to parallel the sheer coma, the structure of a human being, in some form, a little hard for us to imagine, but practically every mitzvah that a person can do has a makor shoresh ha'elyon b'sidrei pirkei merkava. Each mitzvah has a link somehow in this overall hishtalshus of the Olamos Kulam, and each one of those mitzvos can connect to a myriad number of kochos and oros that are part of the Shir Kova. So let's hopefully give a little more detail about that. Bizarre Truma, the second paragraph from page Chav. Bizarre Truma, Kuf Sam Chay Beis. Let's instead of reading and translating from the Aramaic, at the end of each passage from the Zohar, which is in Gemara Lashon, we have a translation in brackets in Hebrew. Mitzvos haTorah kulam evarim besod elyon, kasher mischarim kulam keechad oz kulam olam lasod echad. There are many different components of Torah, but they're also unified especially when they can be achieved as a unit, all of them together. They're mischaber kulam ke'echad oz kulam ol nesod echad. They're unified, as the Zohar describes, as a sod echad, one sod. In the next paragraph, b'shem ezek kulam tarig mitzvos ha'torah shem klolim shol kol hasod b'solyonim tachtonim. In this sense, all of tarig mitzvos come together as the sod of solyonim tachtonim kulam chalokim ve'ivorim laharas b'm sod ha'muna. And they all contribute as individual pieces of this overall body that is one, the Sora Emuna. Mishal Mashkiach v'mistakel b'sod shel mitzvos haTorah in yodei v'mistakel ich misaskenim al yivorim b'sod ha'elyon. Yivorim shel guf kulam misaskenim al sod mitzvos haTorah. One has that familiarity with the sodos of the mitzvos of Torah to understand how each piece fits together in this large puzzle. Okay, so we're not looking at the Sodas HaTorah, so what is that supposed to mean to us? So he continues at the bottom page of Chav. When a person fulfills the Ratzon of Hashem, and he uses a particular limb, or a particular part of his body, and the energy and the strength that is contained within it, to perform Achaz Mimitzvah Hashem, HaTikun Nogel Oso Olam V'Koch HaElyon HaMakbilo. There's a parallel Olam, and koach in shamayim that corresponds to the specific part of his body with which he did the mitzvah, and what is accomplished is a tikkun ol haloso, to even raise or elevate the level, not just to correct a pagam, something that's lacking, but even bring it further, ol hosuv or kedusha akedushaso, or to take that world and contribute further light, a spiritual light and kedusha, to the kedusha of that olam. Mechepet rishonah elyon is baruch shemo kvi erach v'ofan asiyoso. This is the key. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates how a person's particular mitzvah adds kedusha or adds or to the olam ha'elyon that corresponds to the mitzvah. Just like we quoted the Medrash recently, about a week ago, that the targum mitzvos, they're components of the guf, and each one says asei bi mitzvah. Each corresponding aspect of a person's body that relates to a particular mitzvah says, do a mitzvah with me. That mitzvah also has a corresponding makom in the Olamos Elyonim, and the performance of the mitzvah allows the impact of the kedusha, the or, to be bestowed upon the olam that connects with that mitzvah. Kifi erach v'ofen asiyasam. Here's the qualifying factor that has a nafkamina for us. It all depends on how you do the mitzvah. The way a person performs a mitzvah will decide how that effect plays itself out. L'fi rov his dakukos v'taras kedushas machshavto v'is asiyas ha-mitzvah, to the extent that a person purifies his thoughts, the holiness of his intent and his machshavas at the moment that he does the mitzvah, mitzarefes l'tova l'maiso ikaris. That is also calculated. That also is part and parcel of the action itself. It's not just that I do a mitzvah, and if I have the proper machshavas at the same time, so that's a cherry on top. On the contrary, the effect of the mitzvah is as much determined by the machshava, it's mitzarif to the action as well. Kfi erach madrigas also olam vakoch elyon. Also, seemingly, not sure exactly what this means, but depending on the olam and the koach that mitzvah corresponds to, the amount of kedusha and or that can be added will also be determined. The more that a person accomplishes what we just described and adds kedusha to the olamos elyon, and those trickle down to the olamos that are beneath it, in particular, one effect will be that the aver that a person performed the mitzvah with will gain from that kedusha. In other words, what we're describing is a reciprocal effect. It's sort of like, you know, mashal mahadavadom elahavdil, the water cycle, right? So if you have a water cycle, let's say you have a pond or a lake, right? So the steps in the water cycle have the evaporation of the water from that body of collected water on earth. Evaporates, it goes up to the sky, and eventually, once it's there for whatever time it's supposed to be there, some other forces in the atmosphere cause it to rain. And when it rains, once again, the water returns to earth. And it will very likely find itself in the same bodies of water that it was before, that new water that's rained down, only to be brought up to the atmosphere further when it evaporates again. So it means that on the one hand, when you perform a mitzvah, so again, just for the sake of the illustration, imagine the effect that it has in Shemayim. The water is present in this world, on land or in the body of water. It contributes to the moisture in above, in the clouds, in the atmosphere, right? That moisture comes from down here. It goes up there, but it doesn't stay there. In addition to adding moisture to the atmosphere, ultimately it also brings moisture back down to earth. When a person performs a mitzvah, it makes a difference in Shemayim. But it doesn't only make a difference in Shemayim. It comes back to assist him by adding Kedusha to the same Aver that added the Kedusha above in the first place. So that's the reciprocity. There's a cycle that can work to a person's advantage. The more Kedusha that they add to the Olamos, the more that the Kedusha ultimately comes down to our Olam, the lowest Olam, the Olam of the Shu, where the Neshama is present in our Guf. That's why whenever we say Bracha, when we perform a mitzvah, and in our Tfilos, we refer to Kedusha being bestowed upon us when we perform the mitzvah. Listen, from the moment a person, it's ola al rayon ha'adam. It even enters his mind. He has the idea. He's inspired to do something good. That already makes a difference. Nice rishuma lamaila b'mekor shorsha elyon. An impression has already been left in the shorish, in the roots of that place which is connected to the Evarim that perform the mitzvah that he has in mind to do. Take up Naisu Rishuma Lamailam Korshorsha Elyon, Umam Shech Mishama Al Atzma Ur Hamakiv. And just the Machshava already has the capacity to bring that person, to some degree, envelopment by the Ur Hamakiv. This aura that surrounds a person as a result of a mitzvah, Ukedusha Elyon Chofefes Alav Vesovevesoso. and he's covered. He is wrapped in an invisible force from all sides of a higher level of Kedusha simply by having a machshava to do the mitzvah. How much more so when the mitzvah is actually performed? But when we say v'kidash shana b'mitzvah secha, so maybe a more simple explanation that we should have in mind when we say this, right? Like, let's just take an easy example. You can go to have lunch, and you want to have a sandwich, you want to have a slice of pizza, you can have challah. So you wash your hands and you say, Asher kedushana b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim. So you should have in mind that what you're doing accomplishes kedusha. What does that mean? So on a simple level, sometimes what I think about is that this is a charge, this is a responsibility. That when I wash my hands, so I have the opportunity to bestow the physical enterprise of feeding my body and giving myself energy and strength and nutrients with something more than just a physical experience, but something which brings it into the realm of ruchnis as well and makes me holy. So if I had that in mind when I wash my hands, that the mitzvah is there to help me elevate even the physical actions to the spiritual, so then that's Asher Kedushana, mitzvah sovet simana. Okay, I don't need anything esoteric. I don't need the Nefesh HaChaim to understand that on a simple level. I told you this story, my Dunkin' Donuts story. It happened about almost 10 years ago. I was in Dunkin' Donuts in Chicago, right across the street from the biggest minion factory in town. There's a place called Chicago Center for Torah Chesed. Literally, they have minyanim from 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. That's where Jews of all types, Hasidim and Kippah Sregah, everyone comes from minyanim. It's a beautiful place. And literally right across the street, it's kosher Dunkin' Donuts. Someone clearly had a good marketing sense and put the Dunkin' Donuts right there. So, you know, you go in there, 90% of the business is from people who are just coming out of minyan, getting their breakfast, getting their coffee, whatever it is. So one time I came out of Marv, and late at night, I went in there to buy a coffee. My wife has like iced decaf lattes at strange hours. I needed to just see if like the chocolate mocha syrup, whatever that they put in the drink, was milchik. And, you know, it says it on the bottle. You just got to sometimes have a little chutzpah to ask the nice Indian lady, you know, in the behind the counter, can I see the bottle? So I said to her, do you mind if I take a look at the container? So she got really angry at me as soon as I asked. Like, it's kosher, what are you asking? The whole place is kosher, what's the problem? So like, I tried to explain to her, you know, milk equipment, and I didn't go into that. You know, but like it was, clearly I did not want to mess with her. But, you know, I said, okay, yeah, I'll just go for like a regular, you know, like, no, I don't need to see the container. So she took a deep breath. I'm happy I wasn't confrontational with her. I never would think to be confrontational with her, but that allowed her to calm down a little bit. And she said, I'm sorry. And she showed me the container. And she said, I apologize for getting upset. She said, you people are very holy. People are very holy. She said, Passover comes, not a single Jew comes into the store for 8 days. A whole year? This place is only Jews? Passover, no one comes out, buy any bagels, no one comes to buy any donuts. You guys must be holy. He said, nobody here has a bagel without going to wash themselves first. You know, there's a little washing station in the corner of the restaurant, right? So it blew me away because, first of all, sometimes we need to be reminded by the non-Jews who are standing on the sidelines and watching us, and hopefully what they're seeing is something which is a Kiddush Hashem. Hopefully they're seeing something which is enough to inspire them and leave an impression that we're doing something special over here. We're doing something different. And clearly, the people in Chicago, Baruch Hashem, were successful in creating that image. Ironically, though, I don't know if each and every one of us, or each and every one of those people who washed Netzilus Yadayim in front of the Dunkin' Donuts lady, and she noticed, but is everyone who's washing their hands also recognizing that's how it's perceived? And Kal v'chomer, I should be perceiving it myself in the same way. Right? Like, I hate it when I walk by a pizza store. And see in the Heights here, hopefully only the non-Jewish customers in the pizza store, coming out of the store with like a, you know, white round pizza plate and like, you know, the pizza folded into like you know, devouring the pizza, but like forget just devouring the pizza, devouring it as you're walking down the block, you know, it's like you when the Gemara says, Chazal say that ochel b'shuk is doma l'kelev, you get that feeling sometimes when you see someone eating like that. It's subhuman. It's subhuman. A person just sits down and, like a mensch with a knife and a fork and eat with patience and with deliberate, thoughtfulness of what they're engaged in doing, so that it comes out in a dignified and noble fashion, like a human. As opposed to, now we can put ourselves in her shoes a little bit more, as opposed to when someone takes a moment, I don't just rip into the bagel, I wash my hands, I sit down, I make a bracha, and then I eat. And hopefully stay sitting down and stay eating until I'm done. So we can appreciate, if other people can appreciate, we can appreciate, when you wash your hands, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sovet zivanu, that I'm about to do something holy. That's the pashup shot. What Reb Chaim is adding here is that asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sov, any mitzvah that you perform, in a very active sense, there is an aura of Kedusha that is descending upon you, enveloping you as a result of performing the mitzvah. But what's really amazing is that that is an aura of Kedusha that you created yourself. And that aura of Kedusha has its source in Shemayim, above the Kisei HaKavod, trickles down and ultimately reaches your own hands that you use to perform the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim with. Not to mention that it's a mitzvah derabanan. And we still say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah sovet zivanu. We still achieve that even with the mitzvah derabanan. And if a person has that in mind before they perform any mitzvah, but especially a mitzvah which is a physical action that can be elevated to something with spiritual significance, how much more so should that call upon us to think about what Reb Chaim is discussing? Think about what we're accomplishing. Mr. Shem will pick up with this next time. Vis kadish of yiskadosh. One last sentence. Kasim afurish vayikur perachav pasuk zayin. Vis kadishtem v'yisum kadoshim. Vis kadishtem v'yisum kadoshim. So it's hard to translate almost, right? It sounds very redundant. You will sanctify yourselves and you will be holy. I get it. That's what sanctification is, right? Why do you have to say it twice? K'mamor mzal, he says Gemara Numa, Lamates explains, kol makadish atzmo melmata, Mekachin also melmaila. Literal translation, anyone who sanctifies himself down here, sanctifies himself above. That's the double lashon of Kedusha. Ratzaloma, now we can understand better what that means. Shalamaila nim shalachav agedusha mishor shoha elyon shalha mitzvah. That from above, Kedusha descends upon him from the Kedusha that he creates when he performs the mitzvah itself. This kadishtem, v'yisim kedusha. And it's a circular effect in a very positive way, in that reciprocity, that keeps revisiting a person further and further. And we'll talk tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, how that helps a person as well.